KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
7:07, we have fog and 61 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A couple of quick notes, there's no 8:15 a.m. water cardio class today at the Nishta Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic. Once again, no 8:15 a.m. water cardio. And a dense fog advisory remains in effect until 9 a.m. today for Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie County. Areas of fog, locally dense in some spots, will gradually dissipate between now and 9 o'clock. In the meantime, drivers should slow down and allow extra time for travel. The Council Bluffs Police Department Tuesday evening released the name of a man whose body was found by boaters on the Missouri River near the Ameristar Casino in Council Bluffs on Saturday. Officials have identified him as 39-year-old Andrew T. Edwards, who is a transient. His last known address was the Open Door Mission in Omaha. Authorities say that they're continuing to wait on autopsy and toxicology results to try and determine how the man died. On Saturday, officials said it didn't appear that foul play was involved. News time is 7:08.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindemann Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindemann Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindemann Tractor in Atlantic.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported on Tuesday that several people have been arrested over the past week and a half. Most recently on Monday, deputies arrested 29-year-old Nicholas Dean Orsted of Griswold on a charge of OWI's second offense. Orsted was taken to the Cass County Jail and released on Tuesday on his own recognizance. On Saturday, 41-year-old Travis William Templeton of Griswold was arrested on a charge of serious assault. Templeton was brought to the Cass County Jail and released that same day on $1,000 bond. Last Friday, 26-year-old David Allen Campbell, Jr. of Oakland and 45-year-old Michael Lee Clayson of Marney were arrested in Cass County. Campbell was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. He was later released on his own recognizance. Clayson was arrested on a district court warrant for failing to appear for child support hearing. He was held on a $2,000 cash bond in the Cass County Jail. On July the 25th, deputies in Cass County arrested 28-year-old Tiana Carrie Lundgren of Atlantic on a warrant out of Cass County for failure to appear on a ticket for driving while suspended and a district court warrant for a probation violation. Lundgren was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on $10,750 bond. On July the 24th, sheriff's deputies arrested 53-year-old Dennis Wayne Topfer of Atlantic on a delivery of a controlled substance, methamphetamine charge. It's a Class C felony. Topfer was being held at the Cass County Jail on an Atlantic Police Department charge of third-degree theft. His total bond for both charges amounts to $50,000. On July 22nd, 22-year-old Scott Nathaniel Ballou of Audubon was arrested in Cass County on a warrant for failure to appear to serve time. The man was being held in the Cass County Jail until his time was served. And on July the 19th, 54-year-old Roger Allen Erickson of Lewis was arrested on a court warrant for violation of probation, as we mentioned to you last week. Erickson was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was held on a $10,000 bond. And finally, on July the 17th, 24-year-old Johnny Lee Kirchner of Atlantic was arrested in Cass County on a district court warrant for violating probation. Kirchner was being held in the Cass County Jail on $5,000 bond. A judge in Pottawatomie County has ruled a man from Council Bluffs will serve 4 months in prison and 3 years of supervised release in connection with the transporting of stolen truck repair equipment across state lines from Omaha to Council Bluffs. 40-year-old Joseph Patrick Connor was sentenced Tuesday by U.S. District Court Judge John Jarvie, who also ordered Connor to pay restitution amounting to $30,000. On March the 18th, Connor pled guilty to the charge of interstate transportation of stolen property. The charge was a result of an investigation conducted by several law enforcement agencies into the theft of tools from Hatcher Mobile Services of Omaha that was taken during a burglary committed on March 20th, 2012. Many of the tools taken during the burglary were recovered from the back of a straight truck found in Council Bluffs by the Iowa State Patrol. The value of the tools taken during the burglary was estimated at $100,000. The investigation into the crime was conducted by the Omaha Police Department, Iowa State Patrol, Pott County Attorney's Office, and the FBI. And the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. News time is 7:12.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Mac can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Laverne Obermeyer, age 78 of Wyota, died Tuesday in Villisca. Military graveside services for Laverne Obermeyer will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the first in the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marnie. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Donna Paskey, age 83 of Carroll and formerly of Audubon, died Monday at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Donna Paskey will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Doris Brainerd, age 97 of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died July 23rd in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Doris Brainerd will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Mabel Root, age 105, who is formerly of Fontenelle, died Friday in Clearfield. Private family graveside services for Mabel Root will be held at the Bryant Cemetery north of Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.